Ahwaay Islanders, are you looking for an insider scoop on everything Ahwaay Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Ahwaay Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Ahwaay Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to ahwaayisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening. And now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Ahwaay Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Ahwaay Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now imagine you are a bright, shimmering star in the night sky. The universe surrounds you with loving energy that circles all around your body. Feel the warmth of that energy in your feet, moving up through your legs, chest, and back, and then out through your arms, hands, neck, and head. The energy flows within you, and you feel strong and safe and loved. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you twinkle in the darkness, your whole body shares your loving light with the universe. You send your energy outward to the other stars in the sky. They send their light back to you, strengthening you. Together, you light up the universe. As you radiate energy and light, let's take one last deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Hello, Ahwaay Islanders. Do you remember the story, First Sleepover, about how Henry went to his first sleepover at his friend Brian's house? Well, this story is about what happened next. We think you will enjoy it, even if you didn't hear the previous story. If you want to listen to our older stories again, a grown-up in your family can become a member of the Ah Wei Island Patreon program, where you can get access to hundreds of past Ah Wei Island episodes. And now, let's be calm on Ah Wei Island. Our story today is The Name Game. It was a peaceful late morning in Brian's house. The sun was shining through the windows and casting a warm glow over the large living room. The room was large and tastefully decorated, with several plants, a plush sofa, and armchairs that were normally arranged around a coffee table. But today, the furniture was pushed aside to make room for something more exciting, a towering pillow fort built by the five boys sleeping inside. It was a cozy and secure place, packed tightly with blankets and sleeping bags. As the morning sun continued to shine through the little cracks between the cushions of the pillow fort, Henry stirred from his slumber, his eyes opening slowly. He inhaled deeply, smelling a sweet aroma that had woken him up. It smelled like pancakes, and he felt his stomach growl with hunger. He turned over and saw that Brian, his best friend and fellow fort builder, was already awake and sitting up. "Good morning, Henry," Brian said cheerfully. "Did you smell that? My mom always makes pancakes for sleepovers." Henry grinned, feeling his mouth water at the thought of warm, fluffy pancakes. He sat up and stretched, feeling the soft pillows beneath him. It was such a cozy spot, and he felt grateful to be surrounded by good friends and good food. He could hear the sounds of sizzling in the kitchen, and it made him feel warm inside. There was nothing quite like the smell of pancakes cooking on a lazy morning. Brian nudged Henry and whispered, "Let's wake up Raj, Javier, and Owen. They won't want to miss out on pancakes." Henry nodded, and the two boys looked over to where their friends were sleeping. Raj was curled up in a ball, his face buried in a pillow, while Owen snored softly with his mouth open. Javier was lying on his back with one arm draped over his eyes. Brian and Henry exchanged a mischievous grin and then reached over to their friends, laughing and saying, "Wake up, wake up," in loud, sing-song voices. Once everyone was awake, they sat together in the pillow fort, waiting eagerly for the pancakes to finish cooking. The sweet smell of maple syrup and butter wafted through the air, making their mouths water. As they waited, the five of them talked and joked until they heard a voice from the kitchen. "Boys, there are pancakes." With a little bit of help from his friends, Brian returned to his wheelchair. Henry, Javier, Owen, and Raj helped make sure there were no stray cushions or blankets blocking his path to the dining room. When the boys arrived at the table, they saw an array of breakfast foods. Regina, Brian's mom, had been up early, preparing a delicious breakfast of pancakes with a variety of fruit, nuts, and syrups. As they sat down to eat, Henry dug into his plate of pancakes, taking a bite of the warm, fluffy goodness. They were absolutely delicious, and he couldn't help but smile with satisfaction. He remembered his mommy telling him that Brian's family would make him something yummy to eat today, and now he knew that it was true. As they finished their breakfast, Regina joined them at the table, chatting and laughing with the boys. They each thanked her for the meal. Raj even suggested that they help clean up the kitchen. Everyone agreed, and they quickly got to work. Owen and Javier gathered up the dishes. Raj wiped down the counters, and Henry helped Brian put the leftover food into containers. After breakfast, the boys decided to settle in and watch a movie. When they saw that the couch didn't have any cushions on it, they realized it was time to tidy up the pillow fort they had made the night before. They began putting the cushions back where they belonged and packing up their sleeping bags. Finally, they settled onto the couch, feeling cozy and comfortable as they began to watch the movie. It wasn't very long before Regina walked in, looking for Henry. She smiled warmly at the boys and said that Henry's mother had arrived to pick him up. Henry was a little sad to leave his friends after his first sleepover, but he was looking forward to seeing his mommy. He quickly got up, thanked Brian and Regina for the fun sleepover, and said goodbye to Javier, Raj, and Owen. As Henry walked out of the house, he saw his mommy waiting for him in her silver car. He wheeled his backpack towards the car and greeted his mother with a big smile. "Hi, Maria," he said with his eyes sparkling with excitement. His mother gave him a confused look, but she quickly brushed it off and asked Henry, "How was the sleepover, mijo?" Henry's face lit up as he began to describe the events of the sleepover. "First, we played video games, but I wasn't very good at them," he admitted. "But then we played hide and seek, and that was a lot of fun, even though I got a little scared." Henry then told his mother about the pillow fort they had built. "It was huge," he exclaimed, his voice filled with enthusiasm. As they drove home, Henry continued to tell his mommy about the sleepover, sharing all the details of the fun-filled morning. He talked about the pancakes they had eaten, the movie they had watched, and how he couldn't wait for the next sleepover. In no time at all, the car arrived at their apartment building. With mommy's help, Henry managed to pull his big backpack out of the car and carry it up the stairs to their door. Once they entered their cozy home, mommy helped Henry unpack his things. Afterward, Henry settled in with his favorite book, El Libro de la Musica. Henry enjoyed humming along to his favorite songs featured in the book, feeling the familiar comfort of the beloved melodies. After a while, Henry realized that it was already time for lunch. Mommy had made a delicious sandwich, and Henry was grateful for her efforts. The Thank you, Maria, Henry said with a smile, taking a big bite of his sandwich. Henry's mommy sat down with him at the table with a curious look on her face. She gently asked, Henry, why are you calling me Maria all of a sudden? Henry looked at her with confusion and asked, Isn't that your name? He then explained to her that on the night of the sleepover, Brian's mom had asked all the boys to call her by her first name, Regina, instead of using her last name plus Mrs. or Ms. Henry's mommy considered this for a moment and said, It's true that my name is Maria, just like your name is Henry, she explained. And it's good for you to call Regina by her name if she asked you to use that name. We should always use the names people ask us to use for them. She paused and then continued. For me, I like it when you call me Mommy, not Maria. It shows our special relationship. I am your mother, and you are my son. She put a comforting hand on Henry's shoulder. Don't you like it when I call you Mijo? She asked. Henry thought about it for a moment. He knew that his mother loved him and cared for him deeply, and hearing her call him Mijo reminded him of that. It made him feel warm inside. Henry smiled, realizing how special and loved he felt when his mommy called him Mijo. Henry nodded yes, then stood up to give her a hug. He said, Te amo, mommy. Henry's mommy gave him a hug and big kiss on the head. She replied, I love you too, Mijo. Once Henry and his mommy had finished their sandwiches, they snuggled up on the couch together. Mommy opened up El Libro de la Musica, and they started to sing their favorite songs together. Henry felt so happy and peaceful singing with his mommy. He loved to listen to her, and as they sang, he began to feel very sleepy. He decided to stop singing and let his body relax as he listened to his mommy's beautiful singing voice. Henry curled up next to his mommy on the couch, feeling so warm and comfortable. The sound of his mommy's voice filled the room, flowing as smoothly as a stream of water. Henry felt content. He began to think about all the things he was thankful for. He was thankful for the fun sleepover he had had at Brian's house and how much fun he, Brian, Owen, and Raj had had together. He yawned and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Henry was also thankful for his familiar Libro de la Musica and how it always made him feel calm. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Henry was grateful for his mommy, who reminded him of the importance of using people's preferred names. Henry loved his mommy very much. He took a final deep dragon breath in and out. And settled in even more. As he closed his eyes, Mommy continued to sing, and Henry felt his body and mind relaxing. He drifted off to sleep, dreaming of singing more songs with his mommy. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.